Washington welfare cards were used twice in July to withdraw cash at newly opened recreational marijuana stores. That's according to the Department of Social and Health Services. The agency says it has warned the cardholders and the stores and will continue to monitor for misuse. Correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
The two ATM withdrawals happened at unidentified pot stores in Bellingham and Vancouver. The transactions were for $80 and $20. A 2012 state law requires that adult-only businesses, such as strip clubs and casinos, block the use of electronic benefit cards at in-store ATMs and point-of-sale machines. Steve Lowe of the DSHS Fraud Unit says all newly licensed pot stores are being reminded of the law.
We think we're pretty much on top of it. Obviously, if we have repeat individuals, we're going to take enforcement action. But I think once they get the businesses to block, there isn't an opportunity for our clients to make the purchases at those locations. So that really does solve our issue.
Now, of course, that wouldn't stop someone from withdrawing welfare cash elsewhere and using the money to buy marijuana. The only way the state would find out about that is through a fraud tip. The ATM withdrawals were flagged in a monthly report that looks for improper use of public assistance cash benefits. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.